ISKCON Founder Acharya Shiva Prabhupada Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Jai Param Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Sayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavadam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Navadipdam Ki Jai Jagadadasami Ki Jai Yamadamai Ki Jai Shumadi Lasi Devi Ki Jai Sarveda Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bhakti. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda. Okay. So, just one or two announcements before class. One announcement is we're only given an hour today because of so many other seminars, so we're going to go a little quickly, but I won't speak quickly at the request of the translator. And also another announcement, you see these wonderful pictures of Srimati Radharani and Krishna here. These are done by a devotee named Shyamapriya. Some of you may know her. And so these pictures are available for sale, right? So if anyone wants to get one of these wonderful pictures, they're very inspiring. She once gave me a picture many, many years ago. You can see her after the class or sometime at the camp today. And that's Shyamapriya with the... Raise your hand so we see who you are. That's Shyamapriya. Okay? Two announcements. Okay, so we're continuing with the seminar of Stop Killing the Devotees. Alright? You want to kill devotees? Sometimes, he's honest. That's the male psychology. They always want to kill someone to establish their superiority. So, just to summarize, we're talking about having good health spiritually, good health mentally, and good health physically, right? Three different aspects right now. Of course, we understand we're spirit souls, but right now we don't understand we're spirit souls. Sounds like a contradiction, right? We understand theoretically, but we don't understand practically we're spirit souls. So we have to take care of the body, and even if you understand you're a spirit soul, you'll take care of the body because the body belongs to who?
Krishna.
Okay, got it. So, to take care of the soul, what do? To take care of the soul? We chant and we understand what our goal is, our spiritual goals. And I was reading this morning in the works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jaiva Dharma. Anyone here has ever read Jaiva Dharma? Wonderful book. And he was saying, when you chant, of course this is the preaching of Premadas Babaji, is that when you chant, you should chant with the intention of chant attentively, but to understand your spiritual identity. That's interesting. You can chant with that intention. Okay? So that's the spiritual thing. And the mental thing, to take care of the mind, then just go see a psychiatrist. Right? Just trying to see if you're all listening. No, take care of the mind. You need to have a stable, loving relationships with other devotees. And also you need to be engaged according to your psycho-physical nature. What that means is if you're a Brahmin, you should be teaching. You know, I look forward to coming here. Because I'm doing this, I like standing up here. As you can all see, I'm having a good time. Right? It's fun. I'm having fun. But if you were a Kshatriya, you wouldn't have fun doing this. Unless you were just doing a strategic planning. Then you'd have a lot of fun. Or Vaishya, how to make money. You know, the Vaishyas We were talking to a nice devotee yesterday about Vaishnava presentations. How to make money. You put a big check up on here. A check. You know what a check is? For 10,000 euros. And say, you join this movement and you'll make 10,000 euros. This check is written out to me and it can be written out to you. So that's if you're a Vaishnava, that'll enthuse you. And if you're a Shudra, I guess you can fix your car or something like that. So everybody should work according to their own nature. That's the mind. And then as far as the gross body, we're going to be talking more about how to keep the gross body. Oh, there's Palananda Maharaj. He's our health guru. He's an incarnation of Dhanvantari. So we're going to be talking more about how to keep the gross body in shape. Primarily, that's going to be our focus. And there's many things, just before I start with part of the presentation, there's many things that we have to be aware of that we're not aware of that may damage the gross body. And I'm going to show you something right now. See this radio? I'm sure you're all using radios here. Watch what happens, or listen what happens when I put it near a computer. So that's your brain.
I don't have a brain.
Alright. So maybe I should just put it near someone's brain and see if the same thing happens. No. It may not be working. So, but if I put it near my phone. So I'm walking around in my pocket. With something that may damage my body. So there's a lot of things that we should be aware of, especially these electronic gadgets that we should be aware of. So, little brief demonstration. So what you'll get out of this seminar is helpful hints on how to prevent certain diseases, especially lifestyle diseases that we mentioned the first day, like cancer, diabetes, so many arthritis, rheumatism, right? So this is what you're going to get if you listen carefully, because what we're recommending is preventative medicine based on diet and lifestyle. We're not going to talk about herbs. Herbs are good. I'm not going to mention anything about that. That's another seminar Maharaj can give you about herbs. And what else? And yoga, and different postures like that. But we're talking mainly about diet and lifestyle. Okay? So, we're going to start this off today with a little movie. And this movie is not the one... That's not a movie.
I understand.
This movie is not the one I showed at the Croatian camp. The one I showed at the Croatian camp was entitled Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And we may get a chance to show that later on. I'm just going to show you a brief interview that one of your favorite persons, Oprah Winfrey, that's for the ladies, not for the models, had, here we go. Here. She's 103 years old.
I don't take it right, me.